It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It makes me so sad to know that we are rapidly approaching the day when one in five children are diagnosed with this life-altering ADHD. It's become the norm. Oh, it is so sad. But nationally acclaimed innovator and expert in the field of integrative medicine and psychiatry, Dr. Hyla Kass, is right here in our Family Food Kitchen today. Thank heavens she's here to explain why what we're feeding our kids contributes to this, what I think is far too common diagnosis. Dr. Kass, we are so grateful that you're here with us. Please help us understand this ADHD phenomena. What's going on?
We're in trouble. And many reasons. Ouch. It's an imbalance in the diet. It's a toxic diet, toxic environment, and very poor attention being given. Think about poor attention. There's no attention being given to what kids are eating. Instead, they're being put on drugs, which only compounds the problem.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get right to the beginning and say, what causes ADHD? What is it?
Well, first of all, some families have a predisposition to it. There's something called reward deficiency syndrome. We won't get too complicated with labeling, but there is a tendency in families to have, certainly what I see as a psychiatrist, and I tend to see more extreme cases, but I see people that have addiction in the family, depression in the family, and ADD and ADHD. And that it's a tendency. It doesn't mean that it's in stone that it's going to happen, but when you have that tendency, you have to be extra cautious. And you'll find that there are children raised the same, having the same diet. There'll be sibs, but they'll have different genetics, and one sib will be ADD and the other will not be ADD. So it's the combination of genetics and environment. But the good news is we can really affect genetics with epigenetics, which is changing how we feed the individual and what toxins they're exposed to. And nobody, no matter what your genetics are, should be exposed to what kids are being exposed to now.
Yeah, I remember hearing the analogy a long time ago about, it's kind of eye-opening to use this wording, but I think it works, to have this genetic factor being like a loaded gun that these kids are carrying around. As long as nobody puts the finger on the trigger, then it won't go off, meaning they may be predisposed, but as long as we don't feed them or, you know, put the environment to make it go into the consequence of ADHD, then they can carry that gun around forever. There's going to be no problems, but the problem are the triggers. So let's talk about those triggers. You mentioned food being a big factor. Is it a specific kind of food, timing of food? What can you tell us about that?
All of it. Well, when we send our kids to school on milk and cereal, we're not doing them a favor. Many children are not gluten and casein sensitive. That is wheat-derived products that have gluten in them, and by definition, and dairy products are highly allergenic to many people. And again, this is partly a genetic predisposition, but they're not really good for anyone. Milk is for babies, and it's mother's milk that babies need, not cow's milk. And the human beings are the only ones who drink milk into adulthood, which is ridiculous. Kids should not be drinking milk. They should be drinking milk derivatives and get their calcium and other minerals elsewhere. So we send them to school on milk and cereal. We're not doing them a favor. What we should be giving them is protein, high fat, good fat, omega-3 fat. And if we're giving them carbs, they should be not gluten-containing carbs and ones that are actually long-acting whole grain. We need to give them a good start right off the bat, right when they go to school in the morning. And we have found such a difference in families where they do, and of course you know this too, so listeners, that when you have, for example, eggs, avocado, those are very good sources of omega-3s. Eggs are really good. They're grain foods. They contain choline. And eat the whole egg. Don't just eat the egg white clean, because the egg yolk feeds the baby chicken in the eggshell. The yolk is actually the nourishment. And when we throw out that nourishment, we're wasting some of our good food. So we're getting, well, the child eats an egg, they're eating, and they're getting choline, they're getting a good source of protein, many, many nutrients in that egg. Nut butter has a good amount of fat and some carb, and again, good nutrients.
So we're back to the basics, aren't we? We're really back to basics, eating real food that has not been processed. What is it about the processed food that can trigger ADHD? Let's make that connection for people.
Lacking in the basic nutrients that we need and containing nutrients that interfere with our natural processes. So they're poisoning us. First of all, we need, in order to make brain cells, when you think of it, the brain cell is made out of 60, 70% fat. And what kind of fat are we putting in? Are we going to put in French fry fat? Well, if we put in trans fat from baked goods, French fries, and so on, that's going to make a brain cell that's not functioning very well. On the other hand, if we give that same brain cell a good source of omega-3, fish oil, and if you want a vegetarian source, algae and flax oil, the combination, because they do supply different things. But fish oil is probably the best source, fresh fish oil. And, cause you don't want rancid fish oil. So you give fish oil to give the fat to the brain. You give protein to give the, amino acids. Protein breaks down to amino acids. Amino acids make neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are the chemical messengers of the brain. You just got a chemistry lesson. So if you want a brain cell to work properly, you want your brain to communicate properly, you have to give it the proper raw material to make that happen. Make sense?
Absolutely. And for our parents out there that have children right now on ADHD medication, but are taking this information to heart and looking at what they're feeding their children, is there hope that they can reverse and maybe be off the medication if they start changing the structure of how they feed their children?
All the time. I've had kids who have been on ADD meds. I also had a patient not long ago where a 12-year-old with his school said, this child must be on Ritalin or some sort of stimulant. And in fact, they were not going to let the kid back in the school. The mother was really upset and spoke to me, and I said, well, how about trying this? Put the child on fish oil. I gave her some of my super EPA fish oil and some, what I have is my focus product, which contains, because we didn't have time to play around with just diet. Diet can do it. By the way, diet is totally fine. But I said, clean up his diet, take out the gluten and casein, but also give him a super EPA and give him my focus product that has tyrosine, phenylalanine, and some other vitamins and minerals, like the vitamins to help make neurotransmitters. So she did that. And she didn't have such control over his diet when this child was at the father's house. This was another problem. This is why, another reason why I really made sure she have the nutrients. He was willing to give the child the nutrients. Anyway, long story short, I see the woman in a month later, and she said, I cannot believe the difference. She said, not only am I really excited, he's doing better, but the teacher said, I'm so glad you took my advice and put him on medication.
Look at that.
And the mother
That's amazing.
Just smiled.
Yeah. That's amazing. Very quickly, I think there's a lot of people that wonder about this. They go into their adulthood having issues with focusing or even at work or sometimes working from home. Can ADHD carry on into adulthood? And is the same facts true where we can fix it through our diet as well?
Absolutely. It's never too late to change your diet and never too late to detoxify. And don't forget, on top of the terrible diet that people are eating, when you eat a good diet, you're also helping take out the bad things.
That's right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kess, for being with us and giving hope to so many parents that are having children suffering with ADHD. Look for more from Dr. Kess at her website. That's kessmd.com. And always, you can find us on Radio MD. Eat well and stay well.